You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, though, it's time for a trending report. What's going on out there? Today is Ash Wednesday, Jeremy.
That's right.
The official beginning of Lent today.
Yep.
So we have a bunch of our listeners who are going to be... Every year we do some sort of segment on what people are doing for Lent. And I've noticed in the last few years there's been quite a change in the way people handle it, don't you think?
How so?
Well, we started hearing just a few years ago people saying, I'm not going to give something up. I'm going to add something that I need in my life, like something positive.
That's not how you're supposed to do it, though, is it?
Look, I don't know the rules.
I don't know the rules either. And all you know, we every year we're like, hey, what are you giving up for Lent? And we do a segment. I'm like, is that disrespectful? Because this is truly like a religious thing. And I don't like putting that stuff on Facebook, you know.
Our former news guy many years ago, raised Catholic, and his whole thing about Lent was always hilarious to me. He's like, I'm going to give up beer for Lent.
Right.
But that was only, I think, until Friday at 5 p.m., and then it didn't count Friday, Saturday, and half of
You're
Sunday.
You're doing it wrong. You're
and
doing
I said,
it wrong.
Dude, I'm not Catholic, but I don't think that's right.
Remember years ago, too, we were making fun of Knick Knack, my wife, because she was giving up stuff. And I think the segment was, we're not Catholic.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Like, look, I think, you know, the whole concept of anybody giving up something that they think will improve them as a human being is
terrific. I can go a few days without sugar.
Sure. As expected, the Avalanche beat the Islanders last night at Ball Arena. So now they're on the road for the next game in Arizona against the Coyotes. And Jared Bear, the hardwoods are down tonight at the arena. The Nuggets taking on Oklahoma City.
I'm telling you, that's going to be a great game.
And as expected, Major League Baseball canceled the first two series of the season, so opening day is officially kaput. Basically, that's the billionaire owners and the multimillionaire players still bickering over money, just so you know. Last night's State of the Union address from President Biden had people across the country Googling the word oligarch. He used it a few times during the speech. An oligarchy, by the way, is essentially it's like a small group of people who have a lot of money and political power, and they use it to control the masses. That's
now we know
essentially what it is.
Did you watch any of that last night?
I didn't, but I was reading a bunch of stuff as it was going on. I was reading some updates. I heard about our Colorado congresswoman.
Yeah, she was spouting off.
Who's taking some heat now because she was heckling the president during the State of the Union.
My only observation, I watched the entire thing. A lot of pacing. I pace when these things are on.
Pace during the State of the Union?
I do. I just pace. only observation, and this isn't political, purely observational. Mm-hmm. What's Nancy Pelosi chewing on in the background there? She's constantly doing something there with her mouth.
Was it gum?
I don't know what was going on, but I was focused a lot on what she was doing with her mouth, and I was, what is she doing? I don't know if her dentures are falling out or what, but something
was
going
on. She didn't rip anything up this time.
Didn't rip anything up. So. It started strong. The speech started really strong. All the Ukraine stuff, and then it kind of fizzled out for me, but solid Ukraine stuff. And I actually, I posted a little meme, I guess you can call it. I sent this to Nicole last night, and she completely agreed. The meme says, every woman in your life right now has at least a small crush on Zelensky, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
If my wife talks about him one more time.
Nicole is like, it's so true. It is so true.
I even asked Gretchen last night. I said, what's the shelf life on this obsession with this guy for women?
It's going to go a while. He's a bad arse dude right now, you know?
Well, yeah. I don't deny that, but I mean, it's pretty wild. I mean, it's like every woman in America and around the world probably
he's tough.
Wants this guy now.
I know. Sorry, ladies, he's taken.
Oh, what else is trending? This is just stupid enough to talk about. Some website has put together a list of what they claim are the most famous movie star from each state. And, of course, there's a lot of debate. Anytime you do, like, a number one of anything, people are going to debate and argue about it. But they claim that for Colorado, it is Tim Allen.
Yeah, he's a big name.
I guess I got no beef with that, really.
Yeah.
Mostly because I don't know which other movie stars are really from Colorado.
Right. Was Roseanne, maybe?
She definitely lived.
She lived
in Denver.
Here. I don't know, but yeah. Tim
but I
Allen's
think she might
biggie.
Have been from Utah. Wasn't she from Utah?
I'm not
Who
up to
knows?
Date on my Roseanne trivia.
Look, it's Tim Allen. We'll just have to live with
that's
it.
Great. He's funny.
What else is trending?
Let's do a quick update on that cargo ship that was carrying the 4,000 Porsches and Lamborghinis and everything that caught fire in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, like a week or
About
two
About a week
ago,
or so ago.
The Portuguese Navy rescued all the crew members. And then I guess they tried to extinguish the fire. But anyway, it really damaged the ship. And it went down. It sank. So all of that stuff is now sitting at the bottom of the ocean. And they're saying the bad news about this whole thing, not only are all those cars gone, but it was carrying 2,000 metric tons of fuel and 2,000 metric tons of oil. So it's an environmental disaster, essentially, because now all this stuff is floating around in the ocean. So that's not good. Still, they still don't know what caused the fire. And I'm still sticking with somebody was there doing burnouts. And the car caught on fire.
On the deck?
On the deck.
It is suspicious because this is the second ship carrying cars that has gone down like in the last year or so.
Interesting. If you're out and about today and you got to go poo-poo, there's a new poll out there saying the one bathroom stall that gets a lot more traffic than the others is... Of course, the one farthest from the door.
Sure.
They questioned over 2,000 people and said, if you were to scamper into a public bathroom, which stall would you use, one, two, or three? And of course, nobody's using the one closest to the door, and the middle one's just awkward, so everybody's going to the far one, which is how it is in our office, too. That far stall is in heavy rotation. Every time I go in there, there's somebody parked in there.
Especially the guys from the sports station.
They're constantly in there.
They live in there, practically. Doesn't research show that the first stall is generally the cleanest because of this?
Nobody's in it. It is
because
not
it
covered in fecal at all. Mm. You go in there and have a sandwich while you're sitting in there. So anyway, that's kind of a gross story. There's something in your house that you're not washing enough. Not me, though. Not me at all. They're talking about the blankets on your couch. The story says, hey, throw those in your washer from time to time because they're full of nasty stuff like food, dust, pet hair, and who else? Who knows what else? They're loaded with bacteria, and they're sitting there all over your couch. So they're saying you should really throw those blankets in about every week or two and get them cleaned
every
up.
Every week?
Every week. We probably do every 2 weeks. On all of our blankets.
God.
I'm big on washing all that stuff. I'll even throw... We've got the throw pillows on the couch. I'll throw those in the wash.
Of course you
and
do.
Wash them up, you know? Well, if you're
Mr.
laying on the
Safety,
couch...
man, that sounds
that's
so
gross.
Like
gross. Well, then we
I
got a dog,
too. I can't
remember
the last time we washed a blanket off
oh,
of our
Oh, you're
couch.
Covered in filth. You're like the third stall.
So be it. I got a better immune system
no,
than you, I guarantee
No, wash
you.
That stuff. I know what you guys do when no one's around on your couch. If you're in physical pain this morning, listen to this. A new study out of China found that looking back on simpler times works like a great pain reliever. So you can kind of ditch the Tylenol and look at pictures from your childhood. Or they in this story, they said you can look at things like candy and cartoons that reminds you of your youth. And how they discovered this is... They had people look at things from their childhood while they used a small device to lightly burn their forearm to see how painful it was. And when the people were looking at the nostalgic images, it hurt just a little bit less. So they say it kind of turns off those pain receptors in your brain when you're looking at something kind of fun
sure.
and happy, you know? So
it makes sense.
Dom, you could look at pictures from your childhood, I guess, if you're in pain. When the Leaning Tower of Pisa was standing straight up. Those were the days, huh? Those were the days.
Jerk.
Let's do clickbait.
Oh, you're ready already?
Clickbait.
Yeah, we can do it. Hold on. I don't think there's anything else I want to tell you. Nah, let's do clickbait. I posted a video this morning. They're calling it the worst Wheel of Fortune segment ever. The category was phrase. The answer was another feather in your cap. Now, basically, all the letters were filled in except the C for cap, and it took 9 turns to solve it. One woman guessed hat, feather in your hat, feather on your lap, feather on a map. or whatever it was. Then another guy guessed two wrong letters, G and D. Another guy went bankrupt, blah, blah, blah. Watch the video. It is painful to watch that nobody knows the phrase, another feather in your cap.
Those idioms like that don't necessarily survive the test of time. It's generational.
They don't. So, which I'm fine with.
I don't think I've ever heard a 24-year-old ever say, you know, that's another feather in your cap.
Nobody is walking around with feathers in their caps right
exactly.
now. All these phrases are stupid.
There's no Yankee Doodle Dandies anymore.
No.
You know?
Nobody's kicking up their heels or arriving with bells on. None of that. Anyway, check out the stupid video. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.